Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
White Sox fans, this is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Thursday, July 8th, 2021. Happy National Freezer Pop Day. I'm Bennett Carroll. In the final game of a midweek series, the Chicago White Sox slapped the Minnesota Twins 6-1. The White Sox got the scoring started quick. In the top of the second, Adam Engel doubled off Michael Pineda, and just two pitches later, Leury Garcia launched one to right field to put the Sox up 2-0. The Twins split the Sox lead in half a couple innings later. Trevor Larnach took a 2-0 pitch to deep center, and after four, it was 2-1 Chicago. The Sox offense kept clicking, though. Billy Hamilton doubled to left, and following a sacrifice bunt from Sebi Zavala that moved Hamilton to third, Tim Anderson hit a double of his own to make it 3-1 after five. That wasn't where it stopped for the Sox offense, though. Adam Engel stepped in with one out in the top of the sixth and doubled before stealing third as well. Leury Garcia tripled, driving in Adam Engel before Jake Berger doubled Garcia in and chased Pineda from the game. Pineda's final line, 5 1/3 innings pitched, 12 hits, 5 runs, all earned, and 4 strikeouts. And why not? Let's score 3 innings in a row. Tim Anderson singled to lead off the 7th. Gavin Sheets drew a walk behind him to put runners on 1st and 2nd. Jose Abreu grounded into a double play that put Tim on 3rd, before Brian Goodwin doubled him home to put the Sox up 6-1, which would be the final score. Lance Lynn pumped in 6 good innings as the Sox starter, allowing 4 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. His ERA has dipped back below 2 at 1.99. Ryan Burr threw a quick shutout inning of relief. Cody Hoyer came in for the 8th, but struggled with a pair of hits. He didn't allow a run in a third of an inning, but he did get pulled. And Garrett Crochet came in to get the pair of outs to escape the jam. Jose Ruiz threw a scoreless 9th, and the game was over. Some notes from the box score. The Sox had 15 hits on the day, led by Tim Anderson, who went 4-for-4 with a walk. Anderson, Brian Goodwin, Adam Engel, Leury Garcia, Jake Berger, and Billy Hamilton all had multiple hits, while Gavin Sheets, Jose Abreu, and Sebi Zavala all went hitless. Leury tripled and homered, and Engel hit 2 doubles.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In the minors, the Charlotte Knights game was postponed. They'll have a doubleheader with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimps today. The Barons dropped a 5-1 game to the Biloxi Shuckers. Starting pitcher Jason Belew took the brunt of it, allowing 4 runs and 3 2/3 innings. Not a ton of offense from the Barons, who managed just 4 hits. Carlos Perez had a double that drove in the only run. The Dash lost control of a game with the Hickory Crawdads and lost 13-5. Bailey Horn struggled once again in his second A-plus start, getting just 2/3 of an innings in and allowing 3 runs. Johan Cruz homered for Winston-Salem, while Yoelki Cespedes and Yolbert Sanchez both went hitless. The Cannonballers hung on to beat the Fredericksburg Nationals 11-9. Canny got out to a 10-0 lead before starter Angel Acevedo got into trouble in the 5th inning and was pulled. Despite the 11 runs and 14 hits, the Ballers managed only 3 extra base hits, all doubles from Luis Mieses, DJ Gladney, and Harvin Mendoza. In the AL Central, Detroit beat Texas 5-3 to climb to just 7 games under 500, despite a pair of home runs from Home Run Derby competitor Joey Gallo. The Reds beat the Royals 5-2. Tampa and Cleveland played a doubleheader, and Tampa swept Cleveland, the first game an 8-1 win, and the second a 4-0 combined no-hitter for Tampa that dropped Cleveland to a 500 record. The AL Central standings are as follows. The White Sox sit comfortably in first place with a 51-35 record and an 8-game lead over Cleveland, who is 42-42. Detroit is in third at 40-47, with the Royals in fourth at 36-50, and Minnesota a half game behind them at 35-50. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcast and website, and first crack at our new swag. The White Sox are off today before a weekend series in Baltimore against the Orioles. Enjoy your Thursday, and go White Sox!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.